Now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution with your host, Michael B.
I am your host, Michael B., and welcome to the Truth Zone, deep within the vortex of the information revolution. Although, it's starting to look like a bloody revolution. The title of my show today is Rinse and Repeat. Trump is a Racist Part 2. So, we see, as it was predictable, the Russiagate nonsense is out the window. Of course, they're running out of ideas, so why not recycle the one that they tried to use and failed? But because Americans in general, and especially people on the left, have such short memories, they think that this is something new. So, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that George Soros, and I'm sure like Don Corleone, it's never direct contact. I am sure that George Soros sent someone to the Virginia government and then trickled down to Charlottesville to stir up taking down the Confederate monuments. Because it's interesting. It's almost seamless. Excuse me. Not even a week goes by where the Russiagate business, I see nothing on the board here about it. I see nothing on Judge Report. I didn't see anything on Alex Jones's new site, newswars.com. It's an awesome hub. It's looks a lot like Drudge Report. So now we have two really good hubs that we could easily look at and learn. So I think it's a great idea that Alex did this, and I'm sure I would think he would have consulted with Matt Drudge, because seriously, if you put the windows together, it's practically in the same format as Drudge. So I do hope that in the spirit of integrity and fair play, he would have reached out to him and said, this is what I'm doing. So, I see nothing about Russia. It's all North Korea, and it's all Charlottesville, and Trump is a racist. Do you see how this works? As I said yesterday, I don't think it was any surprise. I'm at the movies. I'm watching War of the Apes, Planet of the Apes series. And the coming attractions had a movie about Thurgood Marshall and the 1960 Civil Rights Movement. What is this now? Movie number 600 coming out of Hollywood? Just stirring and stirring and stirring. And it just, you know, and I put this on Facebook yesterday, and no response. It's like people aren't even seeing it, that You're fighting over statues of dead people. Dead people. That died 150 years ago. But you're not protesting the federal income tax, which there is a great argument that it was ratified illegally. You're being taxed anywhere from what? 15, excuse me, to 35% on your income. People don't even know what income really means. Oh, that's my paycheck. No, it isn't. Income is profit or gain from any source derived. Well, what's profit or gain? Simply put, after all of your expenses, core expenses, I'm not talking about going to the movies, I'm talking about your rent, I'm talking about your mortgage, car payment, food. I won't even count your cable bill, which, you know, your Wi-Fi for sure, now in the techno age, is a necessity. But I won't even count your DirecTV. But I'm going to count your medical bills and all of your various insurances, health, car, home, renters, life, electricity, water. And yeah, it is a necessity to have a phone. You either have your landline, which not many people have anymore, or you have your cell phone. You got to communicate. So the cell phone or the landline is interchangeable. They're both necessities. And if you would not be allowed to claim both, I could see that. Unless one was a business and one was personal. If you make, excuse me, if your income is $50,000 a year, at the end of the year, are you still holding $50,000? No, you're not. No, you're not. You'll be lucky at the end of it if you're holding $1,000. So, income is profit or gain from any source derived. You should be able to write off, like corporations do, all of your core necessitated expenses. And that includes education. Because you have to have an education today. You just can't get around it. So, your student loans should be 100% tax deductible because you have to pay for it. So guess what? After your core expenses from the 50 grand, you might have spent 10,000, let's say, on miscellaneous. Going to the movies, ordering pizza. Again, cable TV, you might have the MLB Network, you might have Amazon Fire, that's all well and good. So you profited, if you will, gained, if you will, $10,000. And that's what you're supposed to be taxed on. And no one's protesting about the income tax. If someone takes down a freaking statue, how does that hurt your life? How does that stop you from sending little Johnny to college? Answer, it doesn't. I heard somebody wrote back to me, they're taking our memories and our history. That's ridiculous. History in the state-run classroom, I'll give you that. But They've been doing that for God knows. I wanted to say 50, 60 years. It might even be longer than that. You're not protesting that. You're not protesting the skewed education we're getting. You're not protesting that our children are freaking dumbed down, that China and India are coming to this country and are steamrolling us. And by the way, they don't get involved in politics. Did you notice that? It's just whites, blacks, and Hispanics that are on Facebook and Twitter. Did you know that? How many Asians you see on? Very, very few. They're not even involved. Which is why, after I get my real estate license, and I'm going to be so busy building a network and building a real estate business, I might not have time for this anymore. I might not. Right now, I've got time. And I've got the will and the drive, but it'll come to a point where, you know, how much is really penetrating? And to what end? So, no one's bitching about that half of their hard-earned labor is being stolen, and by the way, it's funding all of this. So, it goes from your wallet to the federal government, to the Federal Reserve, to George Soros, back to the federal government via elections, campaign contributions, and then back on our asses. It's a vicious circle. And guess who's at the heart of that circle? You and me. Because we're paying for it, and we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Bah! Bah! Being led by, like sheep. We're being led like sheep. In North Carolina today, I saw this on Facebook, or was it Twitter? Probably Twitter. A bunch of idiots pulled down a Confederate statue, started spitting on it and stepping on it. And some idiot brought a guitar, started axe kicking the statue while playing the guitar. That's real mature. That's real adult-like. That's what you want to show your children someday? Look, little Jessica, look what I did 10 years ago. Wasn't I cool? You're not embarrassed at all? I'm embarrassed. I'm not part of Antifa and all this crap, and I'm embarrassed because you know why? This is going worldwide. This is what America now has become. The so-called shiny city on the hill that Reagan stole from the Bible, which is really the New Jerusalem. Well, America is in it. Because the New Jerusalem is a spiritual city. America is a physical city on the hill. And because it's run by men and women, it doesn't look so golden. It doesn't look so shiny. It's pathetic and it's weak. And the left, knowing that both sides of the table will get into the fray and go back to Trump is a racist. Trump is a friend of the KKK. Trump and David Duke are tight. Even though more than 30 years ago, Trump was in this independent-based party, He found out who David Duke was, and if David Duke was in it, Trump left immediately. Same thing when they briefly tried pinning Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, and the rest of the pedophilias, the pedophiles. Trump, one day, went to that guy's mansion, Jeffrey Epstein, went to his mansion one time in Hollywood, and he saw a bunch of very young girls at Epstein's swimming pool. And this is how straight-laced Donald Trump is. He thought Epstein was nice opening up his pool to the neighborhood kids in the surrounding area. That's how naive he was. He's getting a wake-up call now. And when he found out why those girls were there, Donald Trump was gone. He never went back, never had anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein ever again. So, here we are. Here we are on Facebook. Half of them, doesn't matter the exact percentage, half of them are calling Trump a racist, and half are defending them. And every other Friday, your paycheck, should you have one, is anywhere between 20 to 40% lighter than it should be, because you're getting stolen. Your money is getting stolen. Your exchange of time that you give to your employer for cash is being stolen every other week, or if you get paid every week. And then if you don't have enough taken out, the IRS tells you, insufficient, you owe even this amount now. But you're not protesting the IRS. You're not protesting Washington, D.C. No. You're not protesting the U.S. Treasury. You're not protesting the Federal Reserve. Another sham. No. You're protesting statues. Only one person on Facebook, after over a hundred replies, understood what I meant by the question, is this idol worship? Only one person got it and said, yes, it was, Michael B. I was thinking the same thing. Fighting over Confederate statues. Fighting over mere men. And so far it's only men. I don't think they made women statues of the Confederacy. Is the same thing if a group of Christians, and I would understand their hurt. Like, I don't like what's going on in Iraq and everything. But it would be the same thing as going to fisticuffs, no matter who started it. I mean, I get it. I know who started it. I know that it was George Soros and the leftists again. And maybe this is a bad example, because I want to bring in a church. If a statue of St. Paul was destroyed, but that's not really fair. because that's private property of a church. So, wrong analogy. Forget it. What I wanted to say was, our memories and our history is not embedded in concrete and stone. Likewise, our faith and the power of God is not embedded in a cross we hang up over our bed. Concrete, wood, and stone have no special powers. It is your faith. It is your knowledge in Christ that holds the power. Not the cross. Not a statue of Robert E. Lee. That is the government baiting you. Baiting you. Calling out sick from work. Or spending time with your children. You took time away from that to go fight about statues when you could easily go on the internet and, you know, let's say if it ever happens that maybe the internet will be wiped out of real history. So if it's important to you, while you can print out stuff that's important to you, put it in a binder, and guess what? You can share that knowledge with your children. You can pass your memories and the American history that's important to you to your children. But instead, you took the time to grab some Confederate flags and some 1776 hats to protest the government. And again, I know it started out peacefully, but you still went out there and you protested the government. Which, I want to know when it's ever been successful holding up signs ever was successful in the government stopping from doing anything. There are only two methods I've ever seen in my lifetime that's been successful. Lawsuits and elections. I've never seen holding signs ever having the government say, oh boy, there's some upset people here. Look at their signs. I'm intimidated. You're right. I'll call the whole thing off. I've personally have never seen that happen. Maybe you have. I've never seen a school's curriculum ever change because parents stood outside and held signs up, but their kids still went to school. I've never seen that happen. Maybe you have. Folks, here's the deal. You can hold your signs up. You can bitch on Facebook. You can bitch on Twitter. You can hold rallies. Let me tell you something. If y'all don't get together, A, at the ballot box, and B, and put either one ahead, probably A is even more important. If you don't stop financing this crap, you're not going to change anything. lawsuits, elections, and cutting off the financing. Vote with your dollars. There's your solution. And it just amazes me. When I said about no one's bitching about income taxes, one person wrote back, well, they wouldn't know about having jobs. They don't have jobs, so they wouldn't know about taxation. I wrote back, wait a second. I'm talking about the patriots that started the protest. Again, peacefully. Because people have filters and they don't hear the whole thing. I'm talking about the peaceful protesting patriots that started this protest over the statues coming down when they heard notice. How come they're not protesting over the federal income tax? And of course, no reply. Of course. Because what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, Trump's a racist. And once again, we're all racist. We went from racist to Russian spies to racist. And I'm really curious. And it will. When this racism crap dies down again, do we go back to Russiagate? Or do we just stick with, we're all going to get blown up and fried by North Korea? Because really, I mean, we're running out of stuff. When do we finally just submit and say, this is all BS? Let's get on with our lives. Let's invest in our children. Let's home study the Bible, the Constitution, and world history. And we can find the truth, folks. It's on the internet. It's there. You have the keys. The Bible is the key to spiritual truth. The internet is the key to secular truth. You combine those things, and it won't matter if the remaining statues stay erected for another 6 months or another 100 years. Because you have actively passed on your faith, your memories, and the world's history to your children. And you will teach them to do that with their children. So, I've just made you aware of the two most precious keys to, and I'm not going to say ending this madness, because only direct divine intervention can do that. But you can sharply reduce it. You can reduce it to a nub. But the game plan is all wrong. we're all falling into the same trap. We're taking time out of our lives to fight a fight that Satan wants you to fight. And believe me, this is Satan's work. Well, you don't have to believe me. That's your choice. I'm convinced, based on my many, many years of studying, listening, watching, praying, we are falling for Satan's game. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're all losing. Some guy on Twitter wrote me, the Democrats have learned their lesson about being racist. They all went over to the Republicans. Or the alt-right. Yeah, they went to the alt-right. First of all, what is this alt-right garbage? This alt-right baloney all started with the attack on independent media, namely Alex Jones, Drudge, and Michael Savage, to name the top heads. And of course, more are growing now. Thank you. The alt-right just described independent media, which, by the way, is more libertarian-based than anything. So alt-right is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But you've fallen for it. You drank the Kool-Aid. And here's what you leftists have done. You have done what I warned you about a year and a half ago. By constantly calling out Adolf Hitler's name, by constantly calling out the neo-Nazis, by constantly calling out the KKK, you have resurrected the very archetypes you claim you despise. You've brought them up from the grave. And now we all get to deal with the consequences. And the consequences, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't wake up as a nation, and Donald Trump tried. He disavowed and condemned all domestic terrorism and all bigotry. That wasn't good enough. And the mainstream media spins it as, oh, he's equalizing what happened in Charlottesville to past stuff. Quite frankly, if you think about it, Charlottesville is nothing. Nothing. Compared to what happened in Dallas last year, the killing of the cops, what happened at the Pulse nightclub. It was Muslims, but it's all part of it. Who supports the Muslims? The left. Baltimore? Ferguson? Donald Trump didn't equalize Charlotte with the other because the others are way ahead. But guess what now? There's been a warning. Some independent website that now falls under this umbrella of the alt-right. I just say they're a racist group, maybe. I don't know what they are. I'm not going to say what they are. But now they've said, they've warned that Charlotte is just the beginning. So congratulations. And by the way, these groups don't have balloons filled with urine. They've got bullets. Okay? So you've called down the thunder. And now here comes the lightning. You people on the left have asked for this because you're the progenitor. You're the instigator. You started it. You started it. You never let the scab heal. Never. You have to have civil rights movies. You have to have one or two a year. You have to keep stirring the pot on Facebook. Oh, look at the 19th century slavery. Oh, we deserve handouts. Oh, look what happened to the black people. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at the blacks of the 60s. Let me tell you something. Black people had a lower divorce rate than whites. Whites had a higher alcohol issue than blacks. Look at the tables now. And how did LBJ's new society work out? He called black people that unholy of all unholy words, the N-word, as he was signing that bill into law. He didn't do it for their benefit. He did it to dumb them down. What did Jesus say about fish? Is it better to hand someone a fish so he eats for today? And I'm paraphrasing. Or is it better to teach a man how to fish so he'll never go hungry? It's all a scam, folks. This whole thing's a scam. It's a mirage. It's a joke. They're laughing at us. Do you understand? From Satan all the way down to Obama and McConnell and Waters, they're all laughing at us. Because we're idiots. Their wallets are getting fatter. Politicians like Chris Christie could shut down an entire beach so his fat ass could sit in the sand for a couple of hours. And we're fighting over statues. Unbelievable. So, I want to move into some clips because I've been ranting for 40 minutes. I want to finish with that gentleman who had contacts, who had eyewitnesses at Charlottesville, and I want to finish his commentary on what happened the other day.
Sadly, what's happening across America is anyone is allowed to protest except those on the right. If you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, you're not allowed to protest. And if you do, there's going to be counter-protesters. They're going to physically draw you into a fight if they can. And that's happening all across America. It's been being played out on the news for a long time. Liberal college students are allowed to have protests, damage property, hurt people, even hurt police officers, and nothing happens. Look what recently happened out in Berkeley, out in California. The Trump rallies. Same thing with Black Lives Matter. They're allowed to have protests. Nobody goes in there and tries to stop them. You don't see a bunch of white people marching up and down the street trying to stop them, hurling things at them, trying to hurt them. But you do see them fighting against police officers. They're trying to maintain the police and hurting police officers. And oh, in places like Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, you see them burning down the freaking city. Nothing happens to them. Same thing with the LGBT community. They're allowed to protest. Nobody's out there trying to stop them. And they're allowed to make insults to anyone that tries to say anything in a negative way about their movement. I don't know what's happening right now in America. I do know that the America that I fought for has been given a set of freedoms that are not being appreciated. And there's a lot of people out there, liberals and a lot of Democrats, that are ungrateful for what American patriots have done for their rights to protect them. There was no need for what happened in Charlottesville to end up that way. But to anyone and everyone that's listening to this, it was not the fault of white nationalists, KKK, skinheads, all the BS that they're being called. It was basically a group from the right saying, we do not want the monument of General Robert E. Lee removed, and a peaceful protest for that. No different than what we had in New Orleans when Mayor Mitch Landrieu did the exact same thing they just did in Charlottesville. But yet, who was insulted and who was made to look like racists? The patriots. The Republicans. And sadly, right now, we have Republican senators, members of Congress. They're demanding that the President of the United States use the actual words white supremacy, KKK, white nationalist, to condemn them. Even though that's not who they were. Even though it wasn't them that started the violence. Shame on you for not getting your facts straight. I commend the president for not jumping in there without knowing the facts first by saying all sides are to blame because, okay. There were other things at play here. I believe it was a setup. And it played out on TV, and it played out in the media. And I'm telling the world, and especially those that have a voice, to get your facts straight before you start accusing good American patriots for standing up for what's right over wrong. It's a sad thing what happened. God bless those that lost their lives and their families. God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Well, he was right about, you know, Donald Trump, he did the right thing, as I stated earlier, saying that this has been going on for a very long time. This is just one incident out of many. And there's been violence on all sides. And all bigotry is no good. Absolutely. But see, then then he got soft. He got soft. He caved to the pressure. And he only called out, you know, so-called white supremacists, who looks like showed up after the fact. They're not the ones that began the protest. And then you have your Antifa people, whatever. Libtards. That's just the best word for it. And then your nationalists, I guess you call them white supremacists, they came in. If they've called themselves white supremacists, did they call themselves that? Did the KKK actually make an appearance? I've seen one group called right wingers. Well, there are plenty of black people that say they're part of the right wing. But Trump caved. A couple of people said on Facebook, and they're absolutely correct, you're going to specify a group, you better run down the whole freaking list. We didn't hear about Black Lives Matter. We didn't hear about Antifa. No, we didn't hear anything about them. Donald Trump again showed weakness. He shows weakness in his foreign policy, condemning Syria without any facts of chemical attacks. Any facts. And he once again, as he did during the campaign, he caved and condemned white supremacists. Weak. And by doing that, Trump is alienating all of the country against him. And that's what's going to happen. You watch. If he continues to make statements just about the KKK and whoever, and not against Black Lives Matter, not against, hey, I'm going to say it, not against Muslims that are committing domestic terrorism, and I covered that the end of last week. How there are more Muslims being recruited in America than anywhere else. He's not calling that out. I already had one lunatic on Facebook saying, Donald Trump hates white people. He only called out the white supremacists. Nonsense. But what he did was he choked. He caved again. He submitted to his enemies. Thinking, oh boy, I'll just apply the art of the deal and I'll negotiate and I'll compromise a little bit and I have to give a little. Donald Trump, I believe, still thinks he's under the impression that he's dealing with sharks, like in business. He's not dealing with sharks. He's dealing with vampires. You cannot negotiate with a vampire. To keep your mortal consciousness, the only way to do that is to join the team. Is to be recruited by the vampire and become a vampire. There's no compromise. You cannot compromise with a minion of Satan. Whether they consciously know it or unconsciously know it, they're minions of Satan. And there is no negotiating. In effect, in order to convert a liberal, if you can, that person would on some level have to disavow and make the demons flee. And it's funny because I've seen it. I've seen it where people went from liberal to conservative and became more spiritual. I've seen it. Many times it is a supernatural conversion without even knowing it, but they become more spiritual. Abortion survivors like Melissa Odin is such a beautiful Christian woman. Had to become one. She realized she was saved. She received the miracle of life. You cannot help but becoming more spiritual. You can't help it. And there are a hell of a lot more conservatives that are spiritual and Christian spiritual, which, quite frankly, is the only one that counts, than the left. The conservatives and the conservatarians are more united in faith than the left. And the left are the true totalitarians. And under totalitarianism, you get all of it. You get all of the divisions. You get New Age and humanism. Yes, they want to be the technos, the techno gods, the consciousness. Oh, yeah. The communists. The Nazis. The real Nazis. The Muslims. The fascists. The socialists. The atheists. They all want an expansion of state. They all want the state to decide morality. They all want the state to back up their ethics. We don't ask for that. We ask for the state to get the hell out of the way. Get out of the way and let us live our lives. We don't ask the government to bully anybody into accepting what we believe. We ask the government to leave us alone and let us express our God-given rights. And by being the example, by being the true shiny city on the hill, which is the cross, people will want what we have. People will want it. I've seen it happen. I hear it from my pastor all the time. People come up to him. The way you walk, Strangers come up to the way you hold yourself. You look like you have authority. Who are you? I'm a pastor at Pathway Church. I go to church. I go to Bible study. And what I see others in that church have, what they have, I want. I don't have it yet. Because I'm still broken. I'm still divided. I'm still conflicted. But I know that I'm opening that door and letting God's Holy Spirit do the work. People are going to want what we have when we get our stuff right. People are not going to want what we have and what we want by fighting them over statues, monuments, and signs. I mean, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to work. It's just going to lead to more blood on both sides. And this is the example we're giving our children. We should be ashamed. We should be fighting. Check that. We should be exampling and teaching the truth. And ground zero is our children. And other people will see us. And they'll want what we have. And that's why I urge you to wear your cross loud and proud wherever you go. Let them know who you are. Put on that armor of God, which is not back then, which is not swords. Now it's, you know, bullets and whatnot. Put on the new body. Walk in that way. If we marry like-minded people, if we stick to the scriptures, and if we teach our children to walk in that path, we can do what the first century Christians did, what the originators did. We can change an empire. Except now, we can change a world. But we have to get our priorities straight. If we're going to protest anything on the secular level, we should be protesting the theft that we experience every other Friday, as an example, and every April 15th. We should be actively protesting by pulling our children out of our dumbed-down, manipulated schools. You want to keep American history and the memories alive? To what end is a personal decision? Sit down with your children and teach them yourselves. Relying on the government to keep your statues erected that you don't even look at. Let's just be honest. You don't sit down under them and read the paper. You don't bring little Johnny to a statue of Robert E. Lee and say, "This was a great man. He fought for freedom." You don't do that. If your home or your place of business is in a general vicinity of historical statues, you're not staring at them. You're not going by and giving reverence. You're walking right by them as if they're not even there, and you're going about your business. You didn't notice anything until the hive was picked by the stick. You didn't even give a damn until somebody brought notice. And that's the truth. Because it didn't matter in your life. A statue of Robert E. Lee didn't put money in your wallet. It didn't put food on your table. It didn't put gas in your car. It didn't matter. Yeah, and now people are saying, well, if they're going to be taken down, put them in a museum. Right. Right. So, instead of looking at them for free and pondering on them as you pass them or stop to ponder, which you didn't do, which you could have done basically for free. I know the upkeep is kept in your taxes, but that's just a small, teeny, teeny, teeny fraction. Now, you get to go to a museum, and they'll advertise, too. Oh, they'll send you emails or a flyer in your mailbox. You see, they'll make you draw attention to, oh, let me take little Johnny to the new Confederate Museum at $15 a ticket. Hello. Nailed. You're nailed. So now, instead of looking at, passing by a statue at your leisure, and you know, museums have hours, 9 to 5, whatever. Now, at your leisure, that you could have stared at these statues and recalled the great victories, because, you know, those memories were so important to you. Now, in order to see those statues, which that apparently you need to remember America's fight for freedom 150 years ago. Now you're going to get to pay $10, $15, $20 a hit. And you're going to go when they allow you to go. Congratulations. That's what you've won. Hurts, doesn't it? Does it hurt? It should. Because you know what? It makes my head hurt. Well, I think I've beaten you up enough. I'm going to stop here and go about my day, continue to study for my real estate license, get ready to take the test. I'm going to play a new song. It's going to be my ending song. I had it created on Fiverr. It's original. And it's simply called Victory. And I will be victorious. We will be victorious. More importantly, Jesus will be. Now, he is victorious with believers on the eternal level. I'm talking about we're going to be victorious on the world level.
You're gonna hang. You made the last choice that you'll make. This ain't like